Yo, this be the one them called Tech Nine, and you're now listening to the Strange Music Podcast Holiday Special. Tech Nine, let's go!
Strange Music.
All right. We are live from Strange Music HQ, and this is your Strange Music Holiday Podcast Edition 2013. My name is Victor Sandoval, and I've got
Jeff Nelson
and
Brent Bradley,
and we are your social media team. Also, your podcasters, I guess, is the right way to say it. I don't know. Anyway, obviously, I did not write an intro for this, and we don't really need one. But this is the first time we're doing a holiday podcast. We're going to be talking about, well, holiday's the right way to say it, right?
Yeah, holiday's good, man. It's all encompassing.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Easter.
First of all, I don't believe Kwanzaa's real. Let's just start there.
Yeah, let's just start off on a racist topic.
It's not racist. I just don't think it's real. I mean,
so much for crossing over to black folks.
Okay, can you tell me what Kwanzaa is?
I have no idea what it is, but I respect it because I've heard about it.
It started in 1966, I think.
No shit.
Yeah, so it's a relatively new
holiday. It's like the Mormonism of holidays.
Yeah, it's like Scientology.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, I've never met someone who celebrates Kwanzaa. Does that mean I don't know enough black people?
I don't know. And you're Mexican, so you should know the most out of all of us.
Right.
I think.
I wonder if Tech celebrates Kwanzaa.
I doubt it.
No?
No, he's Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Baptism.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like if he celebrated Kwanzaa, he'd have more things to rhyme about.
He probably would have more rhymes.
Just the word Kwanzaa opens
like,
up.
Kwanzaa.
That's pretty good.
Dude,
yeah.
Kwanzaa opens you up lyrically so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and they have hats.
I didn't know this.
It's like the Jews, they get hats too.
Jews get great hats, little caps, man.
We get hats though as
no, we get Santa hats.
I'm not even Christian, but I get a hat with a little ball on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
No, so okay, so
I think that's the prerequisite to having a holiday. You have to have headwear lined up first.
So this is the holiday podcast, though. Could we?
Right. No.
I think that's clear at this point.
Okay.
I think what we're trying to say is, for everyone listening, is this is the holiday podcast. So whether you are a Kwanzaanite or... That's the right term, right? Whatever you are, this is for you. This is what we're doing. We're doing it for you. We're touching the fans.
It's all for you.
It's all for you. You know.
Happy holidays, pal.
Hey, happy holidays to everyone out there. Everyone listening. If you're traveling, you know, I know a lot of you guys are traveling this year. Whether you're driving to Illinois or California or let's name some more states. Do you know them all?
Minnesota.
You're traveling, you're listening to this, and you're putting up with our bullshit, and that's fine. But we're going to take this opportunity to... share some Christmas stories with you guys. Share some holiday stories, some New Year's Eve stories. Hopefully make it funny for you guys. Funny enough that you'll come back and you'll listen. We also have Ubiquitous joining us, right?
Mm-hmm.
On this podcast. We have an interview with him.
That's right.
Hopefully we'll talk about what he's doing for Christmas. Get some funny stories out of him. We're also going to talk about the MVP awards, which just went up. And I think we can sneak some Strange Elation shit out of Ubiquitous.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll get some info. They've been recording over at Strangeland Studios. They've been recording the new Collabs album. And Jeff and I actually heard some of the stuff that Chris was doing.
Yeah, man. It's another one of those... It's like Girls Like That. It's kind of in that realm.
It's,
am I spoiling it a little bit? I'm sorry, but it's fucking...
You're supposed to say spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's...
Does that work with podcasts? Do you say spoiler alert and they stop?
And then people just turn it down for a minute and then...
What if we went spoiler alert, stop talking, they turn it down, and then they raise it back up, and then that's when we hit them with the spoiler?
See, that's a dick move, but we could definitely do that.
I think we should do
that. I'm all about dick.
Anyway, now Jeff and I were over at Strangeland. We were listening to Chris while he recorded this new track. We don't want to give the name away or anything like that, but it's a pretty dope track. Seven did the beat?
Yeah, Seven did the beat, and yeah, it's pretty slick, man. I think it could be played in clubs and on the radio and stuff, and... yeah, man. I like to hear Chris do his take on, you know, like a club song or whatever.
Right. Like, and Girls Like That's hitting pretty hard on the radio.
Yeah,
right,
man.
Now, so
it's like I can do what you guys do, but I can do it a little better. That's basically what he's doing,
right,
in my opinion. So.
It's infinitely more listenable than anything else I hear on the radio.
Yeah.
Yes, he should make a Kwanzaa song.
Definitely. That's actually a niche market that no one's really hitting right
now.
You immediately got the Kwanzaa market.
I'm bringing Kwanzaa back.
Definitely, man.
You know?
Congratulations.
T-shirts, Kwanzaa back.
Oh my god. This is how we'll cross over to Black Folk.
This is how. We just
this
figured
is
it
bitch.
Out.
I'm breaking into I can't say that.
Wait, you can't what, breaking into colored houses? You can't say that?
He can't say colored.
Is that the white? Is that the white guilt?
He can't say color. I guess so. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right to me. I'll be knocking on the door. I'm not breaking it.
Politely knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Politely, can I come in?
Yeah, yeah. Please? Exactly.
So. I just want to be friends and celebrate Kwanzaa.
That's my style.
How about breaking into shaded houses?
You know, whatever.
Breaking into houses of people who are darker pigmented than I am.
I just can't do that. I'm not breaking into any houses.
Breaking seriously. Into houses of those who were less fortunate than I was.
My shit is, I am... My song is, I'm soliciting. That's it.
So you're just like...
I'm like, you want to buy some cookies? You want to buy a security system?
Can I give you a free quote on tying your house?
Yeah, can I mow your lawn? That's what I do.
You're going to mow their lawn?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? We've come a long way. Yes.
It's 2013.
Whites have come a long way.
Dude, no, I'm just saying it's a society because now I'm knocking on your door and I'm saying I'm going to mow your lawn.
I'm knocking on your door and I'm saying, Dr. Huxtable, can I mow your lawn?
Can I mow your lawn? This is Jeff, the white boy down the street.
Right.
We've come a long way.
Okay.
Martin
had a dream.
Kendrick has a dream.
It probably includes Kwanzaa. Moving on from the holiday stuff, we're actually going to be talking about the holiday stuff a lot. But actually, I want to bring up the MVP 2013 categories nominees. A lot of the fans who are listening have probably seen us promoting this online. We're into 4 years of it, which is actually pretty cool. And it's just our opportunity to put it out there for the fans and say, hey, guys, you guys have been listening all year. You've been participating all year. It's... Make your voice heard. Go out there, hit the polls on our website, blog.strangemusicinc.com, and let us know what you thought of the year. You know, who had the best album, who had the best song, who do you think really worked their asses off this year and was the MVP? We got some interesting categories and nominees this year. Let's look at, Album of the Year, okay, well, we had 10 releases. We're excluding Tux Therapy EP. We had 10 releases. We're really putting the pressure on fans to pick their album of the year.
I've actually seen so many of you guys online that are like seem legitimately pissed off at us for making you pick one out of the 10. And I understand because it was so freaking hard for us to come up with like all these categories with all the releases this year, with all the quality output, trying to narrow it down was almost impossible.
I vote for Drake. Drake had the album of the year.
I mean, clearly, but this is more like a album of the year besides
Tuscan Leather.
Motherfuckers never loved us.
Yeah, dude. Worse, but yeah, man. A lot of releases this year.
Couple debut albums too. Like,
yeah, and a lot of like really highly anticipated ones, like Mannibal Lecter. Cut hadn't had an album for a minute. No, so it's pretty packed.
Recognize dropped his solo, which a lot of people have been waiting on.
Yep.
Ritz dropped his Strange Music solo.
Yeah.
Yep. I have a feeling, I mean, I'm not going to play favorites here, push one way or the other, but I have a feeling that people like Wreck and Ritz are going to be getting a lot of votes because it was really a breakout year for those kind of guys.
I see Seth's getting a lot of votes too. Like, we got a lot of fans that are really digging Constant Energy Struggles.
I mean, whatever. Those guys are okay.
I mean, you're going to have to turn that up once CB gets here.
What?
You're not getting the Kwanzaa present at all. Do they get presents?
Do they get presents?
I don't know, because like I'm not...
We should have been Googling this as we were talking
about it. Yeah, I'll look into that.
Yeah,
we'll return back to it.
Here's my goal in life, is to find the tradition that gives the most presents, and that's where I'm going.
And become that tradition.
Become that tradition.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Why can't we make a new tradition where it's... Pretty much just Christmas, but you give five times the presents.
Wow.
It's like Christmas and Hanukkah.
It's more than a music label.
It's like incredibly commercialized, but for a whole week.
Man, that's just terrible.
Every day is Black Friday.
Isn't that Hanukkah? That's not Hanukkah?
No, I mean...
No, they just get one present.
They've managed to keep it somewhat traditional. And
also, is it Hanukkah or is it Chanukah?
It's Hanukkah.
Or is it Hanukkah? Hanukkah.
You guys are out of control.
No,
I hope none of my Jewish friends listen to this.
I'm pretty sure no one on the label is Jewish. The label.
Yeah. A lot of people who work...
In the label.
I would say a lot of people, but there's a few.
I mean, get over it.
Shout outs to Los Angeles.
Okay, that was weird.
All right.
I mean, dude, I'm going to have, like, Al Sharpton at our door. Like,
nah, he's cool.
You guys insulted Kwanzaa. You can't do that.
He'll be all right.
Nah.
If he can explain to me what Kwanzaa's about, I'll say I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
But I feel like he can. Even black people don't respect Al Sharpton. He just, like, self-appointed himself the spokesman for black people, and they think he's a retard.
That's true. And he got his own show and all that shit. Way to go, Al.
I'm with Brent, though. I need someone to explain what Kwanzaa really is.
You guys, we'll definitely get to it, but I
think
mean,
can explain it.
Do they drink eggnog?
Dude, I have no idea. Don't look at me with these answers.
You went to college.
I went to college and I have two degrees. And I'm dating a black woman, but they
Okay. All right, hold up.
Dude, can we get her on the phone?
Yeah, can we get her on the phone?
No, she's sleeping right now because she works overnights.
That's such a black thing to do.
God, that's so funny.
That was the Mexican guy that said that.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah, I know. So he gets that pass, but we go to regular, you know, or quote unquote regular. We go to Christian church. I don't know what fucking Kwanzaa is.
But you do go to a black church, correct?
I do.
Yeah, why do you go? Wait, now, black church is probably not the correct term. It's a Baptist church. But you see how funny it is that I knew it was a Baptist church from knowing that it was a black church?
Yeah. I think saying Baptist when you're talking about black church is, like, more generalizing than just saying, like, because not all Baptist churches are black and not all black churches are Baptist.
I think
but there are predominantly black churches. That's a real thing. It's not offensive.
Anyway.
It's a fact.
Anyway, yeah, my girlfriend brought me to this church to meet up with her parents, and I, you know, I don't want to go too much into religion or spirituality, but yes, I enjoyed the church very much and have been going on my own, and they've taken to me quite well.
The blacks?
Yes, they have taken to you.
You're like those people.
Well, no, everyone there is really cool. And
that sounds like the National Geographic where like the dude goes to live with wolves for a year and he's like, they've allowed me into their pack. 3 days and no attack. They've taken to me quite well.
They call me Brother Nelson.
Are you the only white guy in this church?
No, but I'm like the only super clean cut suburban white guy.
So there's like rednecks there? Is that what you're trying to say?
There's a few, yeah. So I'm like the non-redneck white guy.
Do you wear that sweater when you go to church?
No, not this one. That would be inappropriate.
He's wearing a ribbed sweater. It looks like it came from Baby Gap. I'm not sure where it actually.
We call it the Ricky Martin sweater.
Yeah, this is Ricky Martin's eBay sweater.
Or the Freddie Prinze Jr. sweater.
Yeah. It's a late 90s, early 2000s thing. You know all that shit's coming back.
It's a throwback.
It's a throwback, but it's a now.
Did you say it's coming back?
It is back.
I don't think it is back.
It is back.
I think you just pushed it out of being back.
I'll say it right here. You'll see people wearing this sweater.
That sweater.
This sweater in particular.
When we release this podcast, if there's like a cover art for it, it's going to be you wearing that fucking sweater.
Damn. With a Kwanzaa hat on.
Yes, I will Photoshop.
If anyone wants to see what this sweater looks like, check out the Monster Ultimate fan.
Jesus Christ.
You know, I just want to plug this sweater. And if you want to know where to get it, hit me up. You know, on Twitter at Jeffrey P. Nelson, I'll let you know where to get it.
Oh my God!
Were we talking about the MVP awards?
We were.
We kind of did for a minute.
Yeah, but Kwanzaa's just taken over everything.
Look, the MVP awards are happening. They know they're happening. Go to blog.strangemusicinc.com, please, and put your vote down. The categories that are open right now are Album of the Year, Collaboration of the Year, Song of the Year, and of course the big one, MVP, which is, you know, I feel like it always goes to who deserves it, who gets the fans riled up the most, and who did the most work in a single year. And we've got more categories coming on Friday. We're dropping three more. I just caught myself, and here's why. Because by the time this podcast comes out, this show will already be out.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone. Yeah, we're in the future.
Welcome to the past. Don't go down that hallway. It's a trap.
If you're driving home right now, swerve to the left, and then to the right, and then back to the left. I just saved your life.
Or got you pulled over.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry about that.
Do you guys have any opinion on who should be MVP this year?
Drake.
Okay.
Because...
Well, then I'm going with
motherfuckers
Kanye.
Never loved him, and now...
They want to roll one.
Yeah.
Okay.
His dad is a pimp, though.
Dude, fans are going to love hearing about Drake. Our fans love Drake.
Dude, I love Drake.
So, MVP of the year. We got Ritz, we got Cut, we got Lynch, we got Sess, we got Chris, we got Wreck, we got Mayday, Stevie, Prozac. Who had the most baller year?
Okay. I'm gonna get a little opinionated here, and I hate to do that because I love all the artists that you name or work.
Can I just go ahead and bet $5 that you're gonna talk about Sess Crew?
Oh my God, yes, you're about to suck.
No,
so hard.
I love Sess Crew being from Kansas City and watching them like from 10 years ago, and then get signed to the label that I was working at. I was like, fuck, this is great, and I love their music.
But I can see your boner from here.
This is weird because I'm actually friends with them. So
what? So what?
I mean, I can't have a boner for a friend. That's just weird.
Well, you could.
You do it often. It's a weird thing to be, you know, cool with someone and then admire them on a totally different tip. To be a fan of your friend, that's weird.
You said on a tip.
He's humble bragging right now. He's like, I'm friends with Sess Crew.
Hey, DJ Who Kid called me and told me that he got married.
Yo, I talked to Who Kid on the phone for like 2 minutes once. It was tight. Yeah, man. And he has this thing on his phone where he presses the button and it does that whenever he wants.
Yeah, well, I accidentally hit on Wreck once. There, I said it.
What?
Yeah,
I forgot. Oh, yeah, that text message.
I texted him. So I'm texting Wreck. We're setting up an interview. And, you know, technology. I've got like 3 different text messages open. And I'm texting back and forth with them, and then I go to text my girlfriend. I go to text her back. Hey, you're looking good today. I don't know what you're doing. It was something like, I don't know what you're doing. You're looking good today. And I didn't notice that I was writing it in the text message that was open to Wreck. So I sent it to him. I hit send, and I put my phone down. And I see my phone go off. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And then Wreck just goes, LMAO. And I'm like, shit. And I had to immediately like be like, oh man, like that was just fuck.
Backpedal.
That was technology. And then the next time I saw him, I was like, yo, what's up? He's like, oh man, I've been good, just hitting the Stairmaster, getting my grind. And I'm just like, damn it.
Looking good.
No, man.
Anyway.
I don't think we're taking away from him. We're not saying he's not good looking, but.
What was that song on Rooftops? Was it Silent Partner?
Yeah.
I think that's about Victor, actually.
Aw. That is, you know what? That makes sense. And that's one of my favorite songs. So, it would be, Vic.
It would be your favorite song.
Well, it's.
It is a great song.
It's sweet.
I can't blame
you. Anyway, I'm just going to say. Personally, I think it goes between Ritz and Wreck, and here's why. I think Ritz is that artist that, you know, if he's built up a new buzz for strange music, man. Yeah. And he had a lot of great appearances on like the BET Cypher, on Rap Fix. I mean, that's a great look for strange music.
He's got that crossover appeal to where he's not mainstream all the way, but he's got that mass appeal while still keeping his own flavor and keeping it real.
Dude is super skilled and not just as a rapper, but as a songwriter, and he's very likable and like, you know. So I thought, you know, his album did tremendous, you know, for being a non-tech album.
And for being a debut, like.
Yeah, man.
He fucking killed it.
So. Now my case for Wreck is just that I personally think, as far as albums go, from front to back, Wreck had the best album. I think, as far as crafting it, I think it's a great album. I think it pursues a lot of directions while remaining cohesive, which is not very easy to do, especially when you're working with a bunch of different producers. On top of that, the dude has worked his ass off. I mean, not to mention his work on the Mayday album, and then all the freestyles he did.
The mixtape.
He worked out a lot this year.
He worked out.
He got hit on by Vic. Like,
yeah, man. And was able to still, remain focused. Like,
I will say that since The War Within came out, like, I put that shit in my car. And I have a really faulty CD player to where, like, I'm lucky if it accepts the CD at all. So, like, I put that in there, and I just fucking left it for, like, 8 months because, like, I didn't want to take the chance of not having a CD in the CD player, and I was cool with having that one in. So I have played the absolute shit out of that album. I've listened to it probably 1,005 times.
It's one of those albums. Well, the cool thing about it, the cool thing about it to me is, like, I first listened to it and I was like, yeah, it's pretty good. I like these joints. And it was like 3 or 4 songs, you know? And then I listened to it some more and I'm like, well, now I like these other 3 or 4 songs, you know? And then it becomes some other ones. And then sooner or later, you dig the whole album, you know? So I think those albums that grow on you over time. Or
dude,
the great ones.
I just thought of a crazy category that we could have possibly had, even though it probably would have only had two people in it.
Mm.
The best mushroom song. Because I think that on Rex's album, that song
Floating
is,
Away.
Yeah, that song is one of the greatest psychedelic-inspired rap songs I've ever heard.
Is it even called Floating Away? Maybe it's just called Floating. I'm not sure.
It's Floating Away, I think.
Floating Away?
Yeah, it's a dope track. But then Brits had one on his album, too.
Heaven, which was the shit. Yellow's verse on that is the shit.
A lot of people shit on Yellow's verse on that, and I think they just don't get it. Like, he pulled that off perfectly. It was incredible.
That song is what it's like to be Big Brim for a day.
I look up in the sky and hope that I end up in heaven, heaven.
Talking about the holidays, we'll get into New Year's Eve in a little bit, but I think we got Ubiquitous coming up, who's going to be talking to us about, hopefully, his holidays, talking about the MVP stuff, and more importantly, Strangulation, which they've been recording. I'm actually really excited to see where that goes.
Let me tell you about interviewing Ubiquitous. He's a smart ass and he's not going to answer your questions directly. I'm going to call it right now. If he proves me wrong, then props to him.
All right, let's give him a call.
Okay, let's call him.
Let's get Ubiquitous on the phone.
Hello.
UBI.
Yeah.
The UBI.
It's Jeff, Vic, and Brent.
Well, to what do I owe this pleasure, gentlemen?
Well, I can tell you.
Social media.
I can tell you what you owe this pleasure to is the Strange Music Christmas podcast.
Holiday podcast special.
We
don't discriminate.
We have to be careful and say holiday because if you say Christmas, you piss off the Kwanzaanites.
I don't talk about Christmas.
You can. That's actually what we want to talk about. I'm going to pass the baton to Vic.
Wait, did he say he didn't want to talk about
No, that? That's what he said, but I'm like, nah, you're going to fucking talk about it.
Because you can talk about Kwanzaa. Like, Juby, do you know anything about Kwanzaa? Because we don't.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Kwanzaa.
Did you know? Here's what's crazy. We were talking about Kwanzaa because I was like, what the fuck really is Kwanzaa? Kwanzaa originated in Maryland
in 1966.
Okay.
He's
so
just,
it's new.
It's not only new, it's not even African.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
it's an American-made holiday to celebrate African heritage.
Okay.
Well, you seem very interested, but I guess we're the only one who...
Are we celebrating it now?
I don't know. No, I think it happens on the 26th, so no, we're not.
The day after Christmas. Am I allowed to say Christmas?
Yes. Yeah, you can say Christmas.
We're going to bleep it later.
I can say Christmas?
Yeah, we're going to bleep it out later, but go ahead.
Okay. So it's the day after Christmas.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a full weekend. You know, we're talking Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Kwanzaa, well...
But I think they get more than that. How many days do they get?
They get until January something,
Holy
early
shit.
January. Yeah.
That's a lot of days.
What? Well, what if I'm doing Hanukkah?
Well, then you wouldn't be celebrating Kwanzaa anyway, unless you're Drake or something.
I can't celebrate. Wait, you were saying I can't celebrate Hanukkah and Kwanzaa simultaneously?
I mean, you could, but that just seems a little weird, doesn't it?
They may overlap.
What if I just like to celebrate?
Every day is a celebration, so you don't need a reason. We're just saying they may overlap chronologically.
Turn down for what?
Yubi, tell me this. Christmas. You don't want to talk about Christmas. Why is that?
Oh, no, I'll talk about Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas.
Okay, let's talk about Christmas, man. What is a typical Christmas for you and your family like?
typical Christmas. I got a 7-year-old, so I gotta do stuff for him. You know, I do the whole bit with the tree and the presents under the tree, and the one present on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And a stocking.
Does your son believe in Santa? Like, have you guys talked about it?
Believe in Santa.
Have you had the talk?
I think that he's aware of the Santa situation.
Like, he knows that it's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he knows it's bullshit. So, because, you know, like, we see Santa in the mall or whatever, you know what I mean? And I don't think he thinks that's Santa.
Well, I'm saying, see, that's a tough situation, right? You take a kid out and you start seeing all these Santas. You see one Santa here, you see a Santa over there, you see a black Santa. It's like, oh, what's going on here?
You know, and then you can, like, make a more elaborate lie about how, like, those aren't, it's not really Santa, like, those are his elves and they're just out here, you know, blah, 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 you know, bullshit. You know,
it's like, why is Santa smoking crack behind the building?
I've never seen a crack-smoking Santa, you know. Usually they're just old men, which also, you know, still kind of weirds me out. Like, you know, why you gotta have these children all up on your lap and shit. But, you know, it's whatever.
Do you sit on Santa's lap?
I've sat on Santa's lap in my life. So to speak.
So to speak. Okay.
Because it wasn't Santa for real.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I didn't know where that was going. So I was like, I don't know where this is going right now.
So you've never met the real Santa?
If I did meet the real Santa, I wasn't aware.
So it's like that guy in the Bible that was a dick to Jesus and then found out later on that he was Jesus and, like, felt real bad about it.
Hold on. Who said I was a dick to Santa? Hold on now.
I'm just saying, like, you probably didn't treat him with the respect that the real Santa deserves because you thought he was an imposter. I'm not saying it was intentional. It's just like, you know what, you know.
Well, he was a goddamn imposter.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you don't know.
You
that
don't
for
know.
You don't
yeah,
know
we
sure.
don't know if one of these mall Santas.
You know what? You guys don't know.
Oh, no. Okay. Well,
did we touch?
Okay.
We hit a nerve with the fake Santa.
Is Santa could be real?
What are you doing for this Christmas?
You know, I watch The Christmas Story every year because it's on TNT usually.
They marathon it.
So, you know, you gotta catch that. Because that's the essence of Christmas. So I'll probably do that. Maybe go to Boston Market.
You go to Boston Market still?
Boston Market, man. I mean, if you want that Christmas meal feel.
Uh-huh.
Without the family, which I'm usually not with my family because all of my immediate family lives in Colorado. Boston Market, dude. Boom.
So to everyone listening, if you want to party with UB on Christmas, go to Boston Market. Be all white about it.
Yeah. No, Boston Market's great, man. They got the cranberry jam. They got everything.
Dude, you brought up cranberry. Did you know that fucking Tech Nine and Mac and I don't know who else?
Seven
didn't know cranberries were real?
Mean?
Like, they thought it was, like, an artificial flavor that they just, like, created a mascot berry for, basically. Like, it was just an invention.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I know. We all had the same reaction. Like, they had never seen a real cranberry.
Well, I mean, that seems hard to believe.
That's what...
But I...
Yeah.
I guess anything's possible.
I guess. I don't know.
Cranberries are real. I've had cranberries. I've eaten cranberries.
You're like, cranberries are real. I know they are. I've seen them. I've tasted them. I've been there.
Yeah, man. I used to listen to the cranberries.
Oh, yeah. Zombie.
Somebody hit a zombie. I knew it was coming.
Hey, man. On a scale of 1 to 10, how high are you right now?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to go... maybe like a 4 or 3. You know.
Okay. All right. So you're.
But I just ate, and I just ate at the most amazing place though.
Oh, where at?
That I really have to tell you about. It's called Chiba Hut.
What? Okay.
And they sell toasted subs. It's very much like a Planet Sub-ish kind of thing that they've got going on. But it's all weed language. Everything on the menu is all weed related.
That's brilliant.
So it is kind of brilliant. Like, you know, if you want the 8-inch sandwich, that's a pinner. But if you want like 12 or 14 or whatever it is, that's the blunt. You know, and then all the different sandwiches are like named Humboldt or like Chronic or like, you know, this kind of thing. It's wonderful. Weed paraphernalia everywhere. Doors, Jimi Hendrix, so on and so forth.
What was the service like?
What
was the service like? Were they competent?
Oh, super competent.
That's good. Yeah. That's good, because I feel like we need more competent businesses run by people who smoke weed, because we get a bad rap.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. Everything in there is wonderful, man. It just all makes sense, and, you know, I know what it is.
You're just so happy about being there.
You know what? You know what? You would love it here, Victor.
Oh, well.
Yes, I'm not so sure.
I bet I would. I bet I fucking would. Hey, man.
Victor, you love it. Jeff, I don't know about you.
Nobody knows about him. Let's be real.
Let's be real.
Let me ask you something, Bum. We were talking about Christmas music, dude, and, like, I personally hate Christmas music. I don't know. I mean, these guys seem to not like it at all. What's your stance on it? I mean, every year comes around, and they blast it in your ears everywhere you go.
You know, couple things. I worked in service on the Plaza a long time. For those that don't know, the Plaza is this outdoor mall in the city. It's real, you know, it's real dope or whatever, but I worked at this restaurant or whatever. And the Plaza goes crazy during Christmas time. And it's all Christmassy everywhere, and it's Christmas lights and Christmas spirit and Christmas stuff and Christmas everything, and there's Christmas music on all day while I was at work. And so that gets a little crazy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you work like a 12 or 13 hour shift, and it's like, you know, the Christmas music cycles. It literally repeats. So you might hear the same jingle bells. You might hear jingle bells like 14 times through the course of your shift, because there might be two, like a regular, like a standard jingle bells, but then, and then like this other, like more like jazz renders of a jingle bells, but then maybe even a Beyonce version just sprinkled in there.
Oh my
God.
So you
get like mad jingle bells all day.
I fucking hate jazz.
Take Christmas music, which sucks.
Yeah, and then add jazz, and I'm in hell.
Yeah, like, yeah. You don't like the Kenny G rendition of Jingle Bells, do you? God.
What about like New Age Christmas songs? Like, I'm dreaming of like a Namaste Christmas.
Or,
I think that's real.
Well, hey, man.
What do you guys think about Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You?
I know that's one of the songs that used to cycle at work.
Oh, I bet that was terrible. Did all the girls get up and dance?
No. What?
No. He's like, what? No, you weirdo.
I know we were actually going to talk about some real stuff.
No. So we got you on the phone, man. You know, every year, and I know you've been through this with us, but every year we do these online MVP awards for the fans. For them to vote for you guys, you know, their favorite song of the year, their collab of the year, album of the year. And, of course, the big one, the MVP of the year, you know, who they think really was out there grinding the most. And we actually have you guys up for a few nominations this year. We have you up for a few categories. We have Cess Crew for album of the year. We have them up for MVP of the year. We have you guys up for, song of the year with Seven Chakras.
Chakras, ooh.
Yeah, and then we have you for collab of the year, Juice with Tech.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, first of all, and this here's the funny part, is we do these nominations and categories without ever consulting any of the artists. We never go to you guys and say, hey, what do you think should go here? So knowing that that's what we nominated for you, what are your thoughts on that?
What our noms were for?
I think your opinion on, you know, your nomination specifically for like Song of the Year or Collaboration of the Year are going to depend on who you are up against. Would you like to hear the other nominees?
I would be delighted to hear what the competition is like.
Okay. Let's talk about Song of the Year. Here we go.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. We got Mayday with Shortcuts and Dead Ends. We got Recognized with Galil. Tech N9ne with Fragile, Brother Lynch Hung with Sweeney Todd, Ritz with Like I Am, Cess Crew with Seven
Chakras.
Chakras.
Seven Chocolates.
Seven Chocolates. Seven Chakras. Great song, great video. Stevie Stone.
Well, you love your show.
Stevie Stone with 1 o'clock Jump, Chris Calico with Why Me, Prozac with Blood Paved Road,
and cut Calhoun with 501s and right sides.
Okay, so everybody's up.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think? Where do you stand? Who are you?
Do you have a speech ready?
You know, it's death all day, no matter which way the wind blows. And so I'm totally rooting for us. But, you know, I like all my label mates. And since all of my label mates are also nominated, apparently. I'm rooting for everybody. Go team. I don't think, you know, we can't lose. Because we're all, you know. No matter what happens, Strange Music wins.
It's
beautiful.
Yeah, that is beautiful. I really love your diplomatic.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit, pussyfoot answer. Were you gonna be a politician?
I got to.
We forgot to mention that the people who lose don't get to put out any music next year.
Oh, that's sweet. I think that's diplomacy right there. Great former diplomat.
Hey, man, let me ask you something about these kinds of things. I've always been actually pretty curious about this because I know I would be doing this. Let's say Sus Crew is up for some sort of nomination on a website online. Maybe it's MTV. Maybe it's MTV.com. Maybe it's RollingStone.com. And you guys are up for it. Do you guys sit there at a laptop and just, like, vote for yourselves? Do you ever do that?
I don't do that.
You want an honest representation?
I just don't.
You got other things to do?
I feel like my time could be spent more effectively.
Okay.
For me.
Right, like watching your cat.
I'm not knocking anybody else that does that. Like, if that's what they want to do, like, I think you could do that, and that's cool to do that, if you want to do that. But just, you know.
Hey, man.
I got stuff to do.
All right, no, it's cool. You got stuff to do.
It's cool. I got stuff to do.
I understand.
I mean, you could probably sway the vote, but hey, man, that's cool.
I mean, you could probably sway the vote, Vic. Why don't you
Sit the laptop? Don't tell me how to live my life.
I'm sure our founding fathers had stuff to do as well, but that's cool.
Why do you have to bring it to the founding fathers, Jeff? Like, I don't understand where...
That wasn't me. That was the other white boy. But I know we all sound...
Is Brent even there? Are you lying about Brent? I don't think Brent's there.
That's fucked up, UB. I was gonna vote for you. Not anymore, pal. Guess who's winning? Ritz.
All day.
But, I mean, no, it's cool. You guys will do well. Seven Chocolates is a fucking dope track, and, you know, it's gonna do its thing.
We do our thing. That's what we do. It's our thing.
You guys do your thing. You and Gotti.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he at? Is he getting wavy right now?
No, he's in the Chiba Hut eating delicious dank food.
Okay.
With scenario or something.
Right.
I was a little confused. Does all the food have THC in it?
No.
Because that would be silly.
No, it's not
corned beef gimmick, that'll
Jeff.
Get
it's
you.
It's a clever gimmick that clearly you didn't grasp. But it's okay. I think Vic got it. Vic, Brent, you got it. Yeah. Brent, even though you're not there.
Brent? He's not here. He hasn't been here the whole time.
Been here.
I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
Is this what it's like when white people get mad at each other?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we're a very passive aggressive race.
Okay. All right. No, it's cool, man.
Actually, we are the most passive aggressive.
I grasped it, man. I get what the Chiba Hut is. I get what they're doing. Jeff is pretty nubile. Is that the word? Nubile? Nubile?
Mm-hmm.
Nubile.
Nubile.
So, collab of the year.
he's just slyly like, so collab of the year.
Yeah,
moving right along, you know.
I'll humor you, or maybe myself, I don't know. Okay, collab of the year, Tech N9ne, Fragile, featuring, you know, Ritz, Switch Lanes, featuring Mike Posner.
More like it.
Chris Calico Scars featuring Tech N9ne. Stevie Stone Baptism featuring Ritz and Tech N9ne. Brother Lynch Hung Stab featuring Tech N9ne and Hobson. Cess Crew Juice featuring Tech N9ne. Mayday Save Ferris featuring David Corey. Recognize Adrenaline featuring Crooked Eye. Cut Calhoun. I've been dope. Featuring Tech Nine. And those are your nominees for Collab of the Year.
There's some pretty solid tracks there.
There are. Now, let me ask you something. I'll make it easy for you, okay? Or easier. If you weren't nominated, say, just take your name out of this. Who would you vote for? What's your favorite song out of this?
Switch Lanes.
Really?
No hesitation.
Easy.
Easy for me.
Next question.
Oh, okay. Now we get to talk about the other thing.
Okay.
Let's talk about the other thing. What's that?
Strangulation.
Yeah, you guys. Okay, so you guys have been over at Strangeland HQ, the studio, but you guys have been recording. I know you were there like 2 days ago. What was going on, man? Tell me about Strangulation.
I mean, you know, I can't really talk about Fight Club, but it's some things going on. I did some writing, did some recording. I got to pop the cherry on the new studio. That shit was good. Working with Seven, you know. Heard a couple things. Tech played me a couple things. A couple of his solo joints. You know, it's moving right along. From what I understand, when we were in studio, we were leaving. Chris Calico was coming in to talk to him a little bit. He's doing some things. You know, but we'll have to see what it looks like when I come back from these Colorado shows. You know, I'm out in Colorado, so once we come back, we'll see what the project looks like.
How many tracks have you guys recorded so far?
I don't know what the full track count is. To be truthful.
He's not saying. So, from what I've gathered, you guys are all doing things.
Everybody's doing stuff, man. Yeah. You gotta do stuff and things all the time.
Jeff is in his feelings because you're not talking about Strangulation.
I'm trying to talk about Strangulation. What do you want? What do you want to know, Jeff?
I want you to stop talking without really saying anything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's talking about the rapper. He's talking about the rapper talk.
I'm saying, I mean, you talking a lot, but you ain't really saying nothing.
Strangulation.
What?
What about it?
I want you to tell me something exciting. Huh? Any of these songs are cool? Know the names of the songs? What they're about? Can you compare them to anything? Come on, give me something to look forward to.
No. I can't reveal any kind of subject matter or song title. No, I'm on a podcast. Yeah, it's all good. I don't know how many people listen. How many people we got tuned in right now?
80. This is not live.
Oh, this is not live?
Thank God.
He just got so disappointed.
Waka Waka Flocka on you?
Waka Flocka on, bro.
Anyway, man, is there anything else, like, specific you'd like to know about the project? Because I can tell you something. You want to know something exciting?
I want to know something exciting.
I'll tell you what's exciting. Seth's crew.
So, that's you and Godimus.
Next question. Next question.
Do your lines rhyme?
Generally.
Okay.
Hey, man, do you have New Year's Eve plans?
New Year's Eve. I'll probably be chilling out with my son. We don't do much. Probably be playing video games or something. I'll let him stay up late if he wants to, but I doubt if he will.
Oh, you gonna give him a few brews?
No. He's 7.
I think, I think that's what Victor's dad did, and we see what happened.
I think Vic's projecting a little bit, but it's okay.
Just trying to ask some questions, man. You know, white people
are so wildly inappropriate.
It's cool. You ask questions. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Hey, man. I just want to know what you're doing for New Year's
Eve. Ain't no hold up, Vic. Ain't no hold up.
You ain't got the answers, though.
Ain't no hold up.
It ain't Ralph, though.
So.
Damn, I'm out.
Moving right along. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. What are you doing on New Year's Eve?
Man, I'm flying back to Chicago, so I'm probably going to try to kick it with some of my friends on that night and just get fucking obliterated and make Instagram videos where I'm talking shit about Cess Crew.
I mean, go in on me if you need to.
I'm a battle rap you on Instagram.
Bring your A game.
Oh, shit, man.
So, yeah, that New Year's Eve, Christmas...
Do you have any bad New Year's Eve experience stories? Like, you just had a terrible New Year's Eve?
Nah, New Year's Eve is cool, man. New Year's Eve is my brother's birthday. So, New Year's Eve has always been real cool.
Fine. Fine. That's fucking fine, dude. I'm glad your life is so stable and awesome. Shit, dude. That's really cool. Oh, yeah, you don't like to drink either, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say that I drink frequently, but I have a drink occasionally.
You have a drink occasionally. Yeah, no, that's cool, man. You got some really interesting shit to talk about. Cool. No bad New Year's Eve stories. You're not going to feed your son any alcohol because he's 7. Whatever. I mean, you've given us a lot of good material. You haven't dissed anyone since the playground days, which is a fucking lie. I know that.
I'm respectful, Jeff. You know?
No, I get it. I get it, man. You know, and you're not, like,
You know what I think this is? You know how, like, before every presidential election, dudes just get, like, super generic and diplomatic and just, like, say some nice shit so that, like Obama said he was going to legalize weed and then he didn't do anything of the sort.
He let it.
Because he get... No, he's... Fuck that, no.
Okay.
I think that's what's happening. I think UB is just trying to win some polls.
He loves everyone, and yeah, you're not eating
any. I love everyone.
You're not eating any red meat today. I get it, and that's cool. I guess I respect that. It's not the best for podcasts. You're not giving us anything exploitative.
Is that a word?
Yes, it's a word. I went to college.
He has 2 degrees.
Exploitative?
Yes.
Can you spell that?
Exploitive. Shit, this is the tough part. I think it's
The root word.
ITIVE. Exploit.
IT?
No, I think it's IT. Is it AT? It's AT or IT, man. That was the tough part.
Alright, well. Moving right along. I'm pretty sure you can't use that in a sentence. But let's continue.
No, let's continue.
How about, I guess the last thing we can talk about is the upcoming album. I remember last time you guys actually titled the album before you even really started making it, or maybe early in the process. Do you know if you're going to go with the CES thing? Do you have any titles in mind? Do you have any concepts in mind? Do you have any directions that you want to go to? These kind of all fall under the same umbrella of the question, tell us about your next album.
Okay, sure. I mean, as far as what's going on with the next album, it's too early really to say. I don't know that we're going to name it completely up front. Maybe, we might... I feel like we're going to do some writing before the name occurs, just because we're in the middle of writing right now. But I don't want to tell y'all. I don't want to tell y'all because it's too early to talk about it.
That was incredibly misleading.
XYC when it ends up being.
I told you, man. He's a tap dancer.
Hope you know that Jeff just angrily walked away.
I mean, I don't care.
I know you don't. Anyway, you know what? On a genuine note, I saw you guys put something up on Instagram talking about what a cool year it's been for you guys in 2013. This kind of has been a big year for you guys. You went on, you had the album that was received very well, a video on 106 and Park, which I don't think any of us anticipated, and that's no offense or anything. That was just like, that was just an awesome piece of randomness, I guess, that happened. And people are really starting to dig your shit now. So, I mean, looking back on this year, have you guys accomplished what you would have liked to? Was it beyond your expectations? Did you meet your expectations? And what are you looking forward to? What do you hope to accomplish this next year?
I think we hit a lot of milestones. I think we hit a lot of milestones. And, I'm pretty happy about that. There's some goals that were met, some goals we didn't quite reach. But I'm cool with that. Keeps me motivated to bang out some good work in this next year, and we're always trying to top ourselves, so that's something that we're focused on for sure. Just trying to really evaluate the last piece of work and then come through and give you something that's going to be super worth listening to on this next go round. You know,
are you guys pretty hard on yourselves when you review your latest piece of work?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah. I gotta make good music. If I don't enjoy the music, then I don't. The music doesn't even happen. Actually, so excuse me a second. I have to buy this brownie. So you'll have to. I just want to eat this brownie while we talk. Is that cool?
I mean, that's fine. Like, you could have been eating a brownie this whole time. We would have had no idea.
So, do you have any? You have any good questions left? Good question.
I mean, we're saving those for Godimus.
He's not going to talk to y'all.
Well, I mean, it's about the same thing.
Okay, I understand.
All right. Hey, you have a great day.
Okay.
And good luck on the polls. I will most definitely be voting at least once for one of your things. And I hope that you tie.
I hope Rich wins. You know, the Life and Times, like Rich's record that came out on Strange Music, that's a hell of a record.
Okay, great talk. Yo. And
hold on. Yo, Yubi, actually, thanks for doing this, man.
No problem.
We appreciate your time.
I appreciate you guys. You're doing a great job over there.
Oh, well, thank you. You guys are doing a fantastic job.
Have a great show tonight, and we'll see you when you get back.
Very well. Thank you, sir.
This is Chris Calico, and you're now listening to the Strange Music Podcast Christmas Special. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, every other ethnic thing I can think of to say. Feliz Navidad, yeah. Merry Christmas. Cali, baby.
Wow, great times. Great times with Ubiquitous.
He didn't...
He said really, a lot.
He really fucked us this time.
Yeah, he did. Well, you know, that's... Ubi is a man of mystery, you know?
I'm shrouded in mystery.
I'm going into our YouTube channel and I'm renaming Seven Chakras to Seven Chocolates out of spite.
I like that, and I think it would be a great maybe for Valentine's Day. That would be a good song or whatever. I mean, that's
you could repurpose kind of, it.
Yeah, I think we could repurpose it. But thanks a lot, Yubi. That was amazing.
It was good, and I give you props for not giving in to what we've become accustomed to in this age of hip hop, where like we expect to know everything about a project before it drops. You wanted to keep a little mystery in there. We respect it. I can't wait.
I think, honestly, though, instead of him being mysterious, I really just don't think he has any clue what he wants to do with this album. I think that's what it is.
Trinidad James is my favorite rapper.
Dude, Trinidad James is... Dude.
No.
All gold, okay. Everything.
Here. All gold, everything.
Sounds like you got a high five.
Boom! High five for Trinidad.
But that was cool to catch up with Yubi. And I think Brent actually got on the phone with...
Yeah, we have another special guest.
I talked to Jean Greasy, and we had a good time.
Does she go by Greasy? Is that like
a self-appointed? She does sometimes. It's her Twitter handle, and yeah.
It's provocative.
So you and Jean Grey got to talk. I mean, when you guys came out of the interview, it seemed like you guys had you hit it off pretty well.
We did. She's easy to talk to. Like, she's funny. We have the same like taste in comedy and stuff, so it was good. She's got some new projects coming out that I'm hyped for, and yeah.
Cool. And this was, we did this for our series, Indie Spotlight, where we highlight independent artists outside of the label, and we were lucky to get in contact with her peoples.
Hey man, Jean Grey, X-Men, all day.
Jean Grey, X-Men, all day. Here is Brent Bradley's special holiday section of his special Indie Spotlight interview.
Section.
With Jean Grey.
Special.
X-Men.
I have to ask you the obligatory holiday relevancy question. Do you have any plans for the holidays? Do you have a particularly funny or disastrous Christmas or New Year's or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or any other secular holiday story?
I grew up... Well, my dad was a very strict Muslim, and my mom was... you know, very much free spirit, so it was kind of a battle between them and my household. And then I grew up and I kind of was like, I take a little bit of everything. I don't really do organized religion. And then someone was like, oh, you're an atheist. And I was like, I'm kind of like, I see science and universe and the way it works, and I can't, like, ignore those things. So I'm going to go with, so holiday stories are always fun because I've come to a place where I'm kind of embracing everything and celebrating everything at once. So kind of Festivus, Kwanzaa, Christmas, all of them. I have a menorah and a tree, and I'm going to get my Festivus pole tomorrow, and we made Kwanzaa posters. And I included most of that in my in the Life of Genie Christmas special. So, I generally sometimes make some offensive holiday albums. So my best experience has kind of been growing up and being like, pick everything, and also not everything at the same time.
So, like, would you go, can we go caroling wearing, like, yarmulkes and dashikis? And
yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
I think that's the best idea ever. I was trying to get everyone again this year to go caroling, so I'm still waiting on everyone's schedule. And, I'm happy that I have, you know, a group of friends who are open to all of those things. But, yes, that would be the general idea. Do all of them.
Okay, that's yet another reason for me to sell my belongings and come to New York. As if there weren't enough already.
All right, dope.
Wow, yay. So, when's the date, Brent?
Today.
Today?
And every day.
You and Jean Grey are going to tie the knot.
Yeah, I just... Sure.
I mean, from what, I'm happy for you.
I'm glad that me having a good conversation with somebody is just...
Oh, I'm jealous.
You can be jealous. It's okay. She's
how come we never have this podcast? All I ever hear from you is, you know, die.
Yeah,
could
but
you die?
I just... Well, she's so much less infuriating.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm the real...
Not be an Aries. I don't know what the deal is.
I don't know. She sounds very nice. Shout out to Jean Grey for giving us that holiday tidbit.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was really awkward. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for making it really awkward.
Next time, made it so weird.
Next time Jean Grey doesn't talk to us, we'll know why. So we've been talking about Christmas. We talked to UB, talked to Jean Grey. I think one of the coolest things about this podcast was that I really wanted to hit on New Year's Eve, and there's a reason for that. It's because it's the shit show holiday. That's when we all get together and we all make asses out of ourselves, basically. I've done it. I'm sure you've done it.
It's the holiday of empty promises. We think that the day after that, we're going to start this year of amazing self-revelations and weight loss and awesomeness.
And sometimes you just find out that you got to go to the free clinic.
I fucking tricked the system this year. I quit smoking. Before. Yeah, I haven't had a cigarette in 2 weeks, so I'm just like already.
So what are you going to do on January 1st then?
Start smoking.
There you do!
Yeah.
Is that
you know what I'm saying?
That's your new resolution.
Exactly.
To start smoking?
Exactly.
He's... Wow.
Gaming that shit.
I don't want to agree with your logic, but it's infallible.
So my New Year's resolution is to not see you on a social level as much as possible.
Really?
You, Jeff.
I thought you did pretty well of that with that in 2013, year. Yeah.
I hope to reach 25% in 2014
and maintain.
So now it's like even if, when we go to work functions...
It's you stay there, I go over here, there's a line in the middle.
Damn, dude.
Not cross it.
That means 25... people are going to be like sending messages between us back and forth. Be like,
I will not Vic be says, messenger.
Jeff ever. Says.
I just hope you know that whole 25%.
Jeff says, stay on your side of the club.
that whole 25% increment of interaction is just going to be at the times when Vic has had 10 or more beers and just decides to come fuck with you. For like 10 minutes. And then that's... all those will add up to 25%. Yeah. And that's the only interaction that you two will have socially.
I will come to your door again with a pizza slicer.
Oh, yeah. That happened. I forgot all about that. And I was glad I did.
What? Forgot about it?
Yeah, but now I remember. You fucking walked around the apartment with a pizza slicer. Drunk out of your mind. See, that's... Big Brim.
Yelling
Big
World Star. World Star.
Is that
Wait, is this a separate occasion? Because there was one occasion where you took a pizza slicer to his cat. Are these two different times?
Oh, no, I think it was the same time.
It might have been the same night.
Yeah.
I thought you just had an affinity for pizza
separated
slices.
Separated by a few hours. Jeff was asleep. He didn't want to be bothered.
Because I was sleeping.
It bothered me that you didn't want to be bothered, so my solution to that was to come knocking at your door really loudly yelling, World Star. like we were about to fight with a pizza slicer.
Man, that shit's fucked.
And that's how we feel day to day. Just when we're awake and you come talk to us, it's like that.
It's like that. It's the pizza
slicer. It's like we're sleeping and you burst into our rooms with a pizza slicer.
It's the cheap pizza slicer incident all over again every time you speak. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm going to keep a pizza slicer here at the office. And when we do these podcasts, I'm just going to like sit it on the table.
You're just going to hear a noise of it rolling across the mahogany.
That's what you're going to hear.
You guys are sick.
So this was the first holiday podcast that we've done on our own here.
But wait, there's more. Jeff, you have a New Year's Eve incident that I would love for everyone to hear.
Oh, you want everyone to hear about this? When you said New Year's and jackassery, like, this is the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah.
And before all of this, I want to give a shout out to my boo-boo. Can I say boo-boo?
I'm glad you said that while you're yawning. Hopefully it's unintelligible enough for us to cut it out.
Okay, I want to say shout outs to the sweetheart in Chicago. So anyway. I'll try to make this short.
Hey, by the way, Jeff shows us naked pictures of his girlfriend all the time.
No, daily. I don't.
All the time.
That would daily. Be fucked up. And no, I don't.
Yeah, he does.
Do I?
Well, that's for you to. So it's for you to worry about.
But tell us the New Year's
story. Okay. Well, you know, I'm not much of a storyteller here, but I'll try and break it down. This was the first weekend that I got to really hang out with my now girlfriend. I had a crush on in college. We connected on Facebook, and it was like, oh, you want to come to Chicago sometime? Yeah. So I go up there.
Your relationship is one step above eHarmony.
Exactly.
Seven or better.
It's Facebook Harmony. It's seven or better Harmony. And anyway, So we went up there. Basically, let's just break this down. New Year's Day, first date, right? We go to Pop Gin. You know about it? You're from Chicago.
Okay.
Chinese restaurant.
Whatever.
Get fucked up on sake. Go to a blues bar. At this blues bar, I'm like trying to peddle my band CD to the patrons. Like, and this is our first date.
Great. Wait, are you selling it?
No. Well, I'm telling people that they need to listen to this, and I'm doing all this.
Oh my god.
I'm doing this in front of her, right? So.
Wait, hold up. For everyone out there, you're in a blues band, right?
Yes.
What do you play?
Tambourine.
Okay.
And maracas.
Moving on.
But I produced this CD and I'm proud of it.
No, moving on.
Okay, moving on. I was trying to peddle this shit and, you know, and I wanted to, like, be cool and shit. Act like I was cool. So anytime she was, like, taking shots, you know, she was a bartender, so she was used to that shit. I was taking him right there with her, being like, oh yeah, whiskey, tequila, no problem. And I think I blacked out on the cab ride on the way home. Okay.
Okay.
So the next morning, you know, she wakes up, I think, talks to her roommate, and comes in freaking out, like, oh my god, you need to apologize to my roommate. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? So it turns out that the night before I was blacked out, got up to use the restroom, instead of peeing in the toilet, I walked into her roommate's closet and peed all over the place. So her roommate, and this is like, oh man, I was just like, had such a crush on this chick, and I'm like, and dude, that whole weekend was a disaster, but this just capped it off. It was me urinating in the closet. After I came back from Chicago, I didn't get a phone call for a little bit.
Okay, now I've done a lot of fucked up shit while drunk. I've thrown up on my dog and blamed it on my cousin, okay. and people believed it, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? Okay, well, whatever.
Like, incidents like that have occurred. I've done dumb shit. I have never once, in my most blackout of blackouts, like, obliterated, not once have I ever urinated in a spot that wasn't a toilet.
Or outside.
Never once have I urinated on things. And I know people who have, and I just don't understand it.
I don't. It never happened to me.
Did you think that's where the bathroom was?
I don't know. I wasn't conscious. I was fucked up out of my mind, apparently. But that's what I heard afterwards, because I was telling some of my friends about it, and they were just like, oh, yeah, I mean,
that could happen. It's like,
we've been there.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? So this is a thing.
So that raises a question that, like, if you're blacked out, obviously, like, some sort of subconscious is in control. So does that mean that deep down, it's okay to piss on anything? We have just come up with these social constructs to where we feel like we have to pee in the toilet?
Maybe that's the case.
Maybe you were at your most animalistic.
Exactly. I was actually my most liberated, and I should be praised for that. I have no idea.
You're like the Tyler Durden of pissing on things.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this. What do you do with... You're the roommate. You get your clothes pissed on. What the hell
do you burn them.
You burn them, right?
Yeah, burn
them. I'm not keeping my clothes that just got pissed on by a Jeff Nelson.
Or you pay... You make Jeff pay for them to be... Like, dry cleaned twice.
Yeah.
Like, the first time, I don't trust it. Needs to be done twice.
Yeah, by the CDC.
On your dime.
Props to the roommate who, I don't know how, what didn't, like... Like, I knocked on the door. She was like, you know, chick was like, you need to apologize right now. So I'm like, really? Fuck. Why?
You know
and
what I would do?
And she's like showing me this text message, and I'm like, what?
You know what I would do? I would just, like... take a pile of my girlfriend's clothes, put them in the roommate's room, and be like, okay, watch this, and start pissing at my girlfriend's clothes and be like, now we're even.
Dude, that's for you.
Or just some incredibly awkward exchange where you try to talk her into pissing on your clothes, but it just comes off creepy.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, just piss on, just, no, piss on my clothes. Dude,
piss on my clothes.
Real. Piss on my clothes.
You guys are the problem solvers.
Yeah, see?
That's what we do.
Wow, those things are so terribly wrong that they're right. I could have peed on her or pee on my own clothes.
You just come into the room like, look, do you want to pee on me?
Just stand there and start pissing.
Yo, check it out. This is my suitcase, okay? This is all my clothes, okay? This is my wiener. You see that? Watch this.
No, not even. You just walk in and you just go, pee on me.
This will all be okay if you pee.
Oh, man. And then she starts like a ruckus and you're all fighting back and forth. Everyone's yelling. You're like, if you would just pee on me, this would be okay.
Yeah. I think this is how the R. Kelly thing went down.
I'm not convinced he pissed on anyone.
No, this girl got super drunk at R. Kelly's house, pissed on his clothes, felt so bad about it that the next day she was like, just piss on me.
Mm.
Bro, just make things right. Pee on me.
Wow. Cracked the case.
Hot cracked.
Ignition.
I don't know
remix.
Why that was. I don't know why that was.
Mayonnaise. Hilarious.
Kelly.
For some reason, I thought cracked was a pun, and then I realized it wasn't.
No, it's not.
At least you're on the ball, though. Like, you're waiting for it.
I might be high. I don't know.
So, yeah, that's. I hope. You know, we're actually going to do. For New Year's Day, it's going to be our third year anniversary, and so I get another chance
to piss on
I thought
you were gonna be real cute about it and like piss on our roommate shit.
No, we're going
remember, it's like our first date.
Oh my God, no, we're going to the same restaurant for dinner.
Oh, you're totally, it's gonna
it's
Groundhog's Day.
Fuck,
you're screwed.
Yeah, I know we're gonna drink sake, but you shouldn't shoot that stuff, I guess, is what
into
I
your
heard.
Arm like
no, like take shots of it. I thought it was fine. It tastes fine. But apparently, like, the alcohol is so cheap in sake that if you get drunk off of sake...
Did you just call the Japanese cheap?
No, I called their alcohol the way it's processed.
Might as well call them cheap.
Okay, it's rice wine. Okay,
it is rice wine.
It's rice wine, so I'm not...
Might as well call them cheap.
Okay, I didn't mean that. Please don't bomb our country again.
Oh,
fuck.
If you're listening to this, it would be cool. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
We're so fucked. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed the podcast.
The first and last Strange Music Holiday Podcast.
That was bad. We might have to cut that out. But don't shoot the sake is basically the moral of it. So we get another chance.
All right. Well, I think we're just about done here on that note. I'm flying to Chicago. I'm taking 2 weeks off. Fuck everyone. No high five. To everyone out there, I really hope you enjoyed this first Strange Music Holiday Podcast. We hope to do another one next year. But actually, this is really the beginning of a new podcast series. So you can expect another one in just a few weeks with more interviews and hopefully more Yubi as he sits there and goes,
And if you don't like us sitting around the table bullshitting, sorry and shit.
Yep.
Because there's more coming.
Hey, man. So, happy holidays. Kwanzaa, still not a thing. And, yeah.
Don't shoot the sake.
From the social media department at Strange Music, that does it.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. We out.
Chanukkah.
Music.